Racial healing was one of the goals of Republican Governor Sonny Perdue in allowing Georgia residents to vote on a new state flag, but proposals in the legislature to choose a flag that would include a Confederate emblem have done anything but heal. The issue, expected to be decided in the Georgia Senate today, has fostered resentment and bitterness. From Atlanta, NPR's Kathy Lohr reports.
Debate over what the Georgia flag should look like seems endless, just 2 years after the former Democratic governor reduced the prominence of the Confederate emblem on the flag. The new governor is taking his shot at restoring it. After 6 hours of passionate objections by nearly every black member of the Georgia House, a version of the flag referendum passed. That led to a walkout by African Americans and later an attack on the governor from Senator Mary Squires, a Democrat from the Atlanta area. Squires told a story in front of the entire Senate that when she was 4 years old, her mother corrected her after she sassed their black maid.
And I saw a pair of white freckled legs come flying out of the kitchen, slap me across the face. And I learned a lesson that I have never forgotten. The emperor is naked. The governor is a racist.
Defending his position, Governor Sonny Perdue called the comments an extreme mischaracterization. He insisted this kind of frank discussion will eventually lead to the healing of racial wounds.
I think it's this kind of moments that will begin as people are able to express their strong sentiments. And where we wind up on this process, again, is very important. And I think as Georgians come together.
Some Democrats and Republicans have come to the defense of the governor. Ross Tolleson from rural Georgia says the governor is not a racist.
I've known the governor just about all my life, known his family. And they're good people. They don't hate anyone.
Many believe the governor is a prisoner of his own campaign promise to allow a vote on the flag, a key issue that led to his victory. Several versions of a new flag are possible. One would return to the banner that flew over the state before 1956. It's similar to the national flag of the Confederacy. Another contains the St. Andrew's Cross, the Confederate battle flag that's so emotional for both blacks and whites. Representative Calvin Smyre says it's time for leaders to take a stand to stop this.
It's a divisive issue. This state is going to go through turmoil for an entire year. This is not a process of healing. This is a process of divisiveness.
Many residents thought the debate was already settled. Merle Black, political science professor at Emory University, says reviving it has alienated a lot of people.
It's produced a very strong racial division in the Georgia legislature, if not in the entire state. It really has polarized public feelings in the state. It hasn't produced any reconciliation that I can see yet.
Supporters say reinstating the Confederate emblem on the flag would be preserving their Southern heritage. But many business leaders aren't comfortable dredging up the racial conflict, and opponents say a vote would be morally wrong. Kathy Lohr, NPR News, Atlanta.